From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Islamic State group Tuesday said two assailants who stormed a church in France and killed an elderly priest were its soldiers, according to an IS-linked news agency. The perpetrators of the Normandy church attack are soldiers of the Islamic State who carried out the attack in response to calls to target countries of the Crusader Coalition. That's according to the Amaq news agency, citing a security source. Two assailants stormed the church during morning mass, taking five people hostage and slitting the throat of its priest. The attackers were killed by police after they emerged from the church. This is the French Interior Ministry spokesman. He says the Paris prosecutor has given the investigation to the anti-terrorism unit. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande vowed Tuesday to wage war against the Islamic State by every means. U.S. Democrats are ready Tuesday to officially proclaim former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as their 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first U.S. woman ever to become a major party standard bearer in the race for the White House. Hillary Clinton is locked in a tight race with Donald Trump. Several polls show Trump edging ahead of her at the moment. The VOA political team will be covering events from Philadelphia this week. You can check voanews.com for the latest. Two al-Shabaab car bombs exploded outside the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport early Tuesday during morning rush hour, killing at least 13 people, according to Somali security officials. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack on the group's Anadolu's news agency. Seven of the 13 people were UN guards, according to security officials. This is VOA News.